I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Sorry to say the intense heat is not quite done with us yet. For tonight, mostly clear, warm, overnight low 71. We're still dry. Tomorrow, still dry, with a high temperature up to about 96. That would tie yet another record with sunshine. Mid-90s again on Thursday. There could be an isolated late day or evening shower somewhere in the area. And then I think scattered storms will be here and there during the heat of the day on Friday and Saturday, with high temperatures backing off a little bit into the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Honey, when did you order leather pants? You're 43. What were you thinking?
Someone had a little too much to drink and went internet shopping. Welcome to the age of alcohol-fueled bad tech decision-making. From buying things you don't need to posting embarrassing photos on social networking sites, every time you drink, you put yourself at risk. But not anymore, because now there's the Inebriator, a breathalyzer that plugs into your home computer or smartphone to prevent dreadful drinking decisions. Simply breathe into the Inebriator, and if your BAC is too high, you're stopped in your tracks.
You're looking pretty hot. Shirtless bathroom selfie coming right up.
The Inebriator not only protects you from your own bad decisions, but it protects others from being exposed to things they don't care about.
Oh my God, I gotta take a picture of this entree.
The Inebriator. Sober up and log on to www.drunkwtf.com.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to Tuesday Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Still feels like we should be off. I don't know why. I'm Greg Goodell. My Tom Like sidekick,
Joey.
He's here too.
And here they are.
Low energy jet.
Please clap.
All right.
That's
real nice. See you tomorrow at 3.
Good show, Greg.
Yeah. I really felt like I put everything I had into it. I don't know where to start today. I've been having a little fun with Occasional Cortex today. She was live tweeting. This is a woman that was tending bar less than 2 years ago. She's now a scientist. And she knows that these tornadoes that are breaking out around the country are all because of climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're motivated, because money is going to put an end to that. They really can't change the weather, but they know they can tax you.
Money and political control.
Yeah.
That's what will fix it.
Because she says it's about jobs and justice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, we got more jobs than we can fill. And when you say justice, that really gives me the creeps because I don't know what that means. What justice? What justice do we
not have? Just can't envision it like she can. I mean, you're too long.
Is that
enough.
Why her eyes are always bugging out?
Because I mean, she's not only seeing what's right in front of her, she's seeing the future that those a little too, long in the tooth can't see.
So here, what's going on? You have this serious tornado outbreak. It is hardly unprecedented. I was just listening to Joe Bastardi on NBC, and, he was reminding us that only one tornado in the last 50 years has been more deadly than any other. And if you look at the top ones of all time that are recorded, and that was last 2014 in Joplin?
Mm-hmm.
That was a monster. But there have been monsters before. The Tri-State Tornado, one we've discussed, that touched down on the Missouri side of the Mississippi River, jumped the river, cut completely across on a northeasterly pass southern Illinois, and into southwest Indiana. It covered hundreds of miles.
Hmm.
It was so wide, this tornado was so wide, that many people were killed because when they saw it, they thought it was just a low-hanging thunderstorm or a bad thunderstorm because you couldn't see the
funnel of it. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And it killed 723 people, I think, across three states.
So this thing had to be several miles wide, or
it was at least a mile wide. Yeah.
Okay,
and of course back then they didn't have warning systems, like we do now that save lives. When people pay attention, we played a video this morning. I got to find this guy. We pulled him up on YouTube because Rich can certainly relate to this. I think it was Columbus. Weatherman goes off on viewers because tornado. I hope I'm hitting the right market here. I'll know in an instant. Oh, this is I don't think that's the one that we saw earlier, because I see Kimmel here, and I don't want to put Jimmy Kimmel on the radio. Not like his career is going to collapse because we don't give him airtime.
Sure.
He's just such a jack-off. I can't stand him. Who is this? All right, that's Columbus, Mississippi. God, there's a lot.
So it was a weatherman who went
But I think I just figured out where I'm going wrong here.
But he essentially cut a promo on the viewers?
Just he turned heel on him or something?
Let's just see what Dayton, Ohio weatherman comes up with. Here we go. Now, Bastardi explained, because he's talking national weather. Rich talks about he can do national weather, but he's talking about why we're stuck under this heat. Well,
sure.
There's a lot of cold air to the... I mean, I was reading tweets today from people that live in Arizona. It's cold there. Oh, it's climate change. No, it's happened before. Everything has happened before. But there's no dollar value to that for the political left. So that what happened before they were... It's like history. There's no history until I came along.
Yes, that's true.
And if you really want to benchmark it, the election of Barack Hussein Obama was the beginning of history. At least that's what they'd like us to do. When you've got Pete Buttigieg, you know, saying, well, I'm not comfortable with Thomas Jefferson being, you know, a-holes. They're just, you know, they just hate this country. Isn't it interesting, though, to see here in the era of Trump, nationalists winning big in Europe? Nigel Farage may actually become the Prime Minister of Britain.
It'll probably be Boris first, and then we'll see what happens.
If he doesn't get his crap done, but basically what they've all found out, I read one line that just knocked it out of the park for me. The European Union is the second worst union in history next to the Soviet Union. That didn't work out. This is falling apart. Why? Because part of this union is this unlimited migration of Muslims who have no intention whatsoever of assimilation. We're seeing it here. We've got Ilhan Omar because Obama allowed 80,000 refugees to populate that district in Minnesota, and Rashida Tlaib, and nobody, not one lamestream media outlet is holding either one of them accountable for the anti-Semitic, anti-American crap they spew. But I digress. I'm getting off this weather thing. So this is Jamie Simpson in Dayton, Ohio, who apparently, you know, they're in a live tornado situation, okay? This is not, hours away. It's happening now, and the viewers didn't want their stories interrupted or whatever.
It's also rainy. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice, right? Think about this was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop. Okay, just stop right now. It's not.
He did get a little, I'm tired of you people. Maybe went a little bit too far. Mm-hmm. But you understand the frustration because they're trying to, you know, they're trying to save lives. You know, we have our system set up here with the Rich Thomas Weather Network to override all of our radio stations with one switch if there's a threat posed. Now, as much as you love me...
We're trying to save you folks in your pathetic lives.
As much as you love me, please don't ever complain if that happens during a show because we, frankly... value your life a great deal.
No, I will say, Greg, the automated emergency thing drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Because we don't know when it goes on unless people text us. And it's like, how would everybody get the weather emergencies? You know, maybe live human beings in the studio, maybe a whole Rich Thomas Weather Network. We would have ways of communicating these things, but no, we have to have this automated, meh, 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 the following morning. Blah, blah, blah.
And many times it talks about threats that are out of our actual over-the-air signal, but we have people listening on the app everywhere.
That's fine. It's part of the thing, too. It's legally required by us. But it just annoys the crap out of me because I think it's a little antiquated given what we have today to communicate.
No, I think that's a perfect way to describe it, but... that's the EAS system, and every radio station and TV station must comply.
Yep.
So I'm going to put that on Facebook.
I'm just on, I didn't get to talk to you about it. Well, I talked a little bit about it when I saw you this weekend. By the way, this man, folks, this man who talks on the radio, not just 3 hours in the afternoon, but 3 hours in the morning as well. This guy does so much, has pushed the envelope in a good way here in the River Region. He can cook a mean bratwurst as well as a mean burger.
Well, that takes an incredible talent.
Oh, it is. No, I mean, you get the right amount of char on that wurst.
Woo! It's, well, you see, it's a fatty sausage.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to watch for flare-ups because you don't want it so scorched that the meat gets all tough.
Yeah, you don't want it to get bitter or anything.
No. We want that righteous flavor for bite.
And it was
what do you put on a brat, by the way?
I just did mustard. Actually, and I grabbed a little bit of that fresh sliced cheddar cheese. Went a little nuts with it. I know those are for the burgers, but I got an idea about putting it on a brat right off the grill. It melted down. It was so good.
That's a great idea.
Oh.
And I would have cut more cheese if I had known there was going to be.
I took care of that for you later.
Mike's our first caller of the week.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, stuff like all that. Sounds good. Hey, I just want to let you guys know there's a something going on right at exit 22 on 85 North. They've got the left lane blocked, and it's already backed up to about mile marker 17.
Ooh.
So
that's covering
takes a little while to get through there.
I appreciate the heads up. We'll get that down to Blocky. Yeah, Blocky's text number?
Yes.
Texting that 17 to 22 northbound 85.
Exit the highway, I think. 22 is the shorter exit?
Yes.
All right.
All right, we appreciate the heads up, Mike. You're a good man. Thank you.
Sure, thanks.
That's one of the, the afternoons where we've had storms flare up and stuff. I really enjoy that interaction and listeners, participating and, well, here's what's happening here and stuff. And we've never been misled by anybody. I put that little weather clip up. We're going to play a little Creedence this afternoon because it's John Fogerty's 74th birthday. Oh, and there's something else. When we come back from the break, I want to take, first of all morning, we played the Rob Bramblett call on the Iron Bowl miracle play. And do we know any more about how they were killed in a rear end?
Dan was saying something earlier on his show to open it up that it was... I think a young guy driving fast, and it was certain parts of Auburn, you have some hills where you don't have much vision of what's coming ahead, and they were just waiting in a turn lane. And I think this kid came over this hill at a fast rate of speed and just didn't see him.
Man.
And it was fast enough to where they didn't survive the crash. He was in a Jeep, though. They were in, I believe, a Toyota Highlander.
Yeah, that's a pretty big car.
And the kid who hit him in the Jeep survived. So it just must have been the exact way he hit him. I mean, it's an utter tragedy.
Oh.
Just because I saw the early reports they were in a car wreck in the hospital, then I saw very quickly after that that they had been pronounced dead. And it's just stuff like that.
The whole thing, in a way, we had a great time, and it was great to see friends.
Yeah.
And I had a hell of a great time meeting our listeners at Home Depot. I just happened to go there for a sprinkler for my stupid tomato plant.
Yeah.
And bumped into some great folks. I walked out of there feeling awesome. Actually liked. They like me. They like us.
They really like me.
But in that one situation, there are announcers who go through entire careers who never get a moment like that. There's excitement and there's, we won it, or an extra inning, baseball, whatever. But something as extraordinary and jaw-dropping and unexpected like that play in the Iron Bowl, those are scarcer than hen's teeth. And he scored a 109-yard audio touchdown with that call on that play. His voice grew with the momentum of the run and absolutely carried the excitement into the radio perfectly. And then Bill Buckner. That was a surprise. Only 69. I did not know that he was suffering from Lewy's dementia, which is the second most common form of dementia. I had never heard that before. A great baseball player and a great career, but overshadowed by one play. And there's a real eerie audio clip we'll play when we come back, in which he described a ball player's worst nightmare being blowing a ground ball between the legs, and then he did it that night, and it cost the Red Sox. Well, along with others. I mean, one of the players in Remembering Buckner said he fell on a sword for everybody. We all had a role in that loss, so it's been horribly unfair to blame him. But that's the way the sports industry can be at times. Menthol Meredith has some Memorial Day memories as well. We'll get those. She's starting to kind of grow on me. Like, yeah. A wart. Well, at 3:22, let's talk about flooring. Georgia Floors Direct. It's their 50th anniversary this year. 50 years. How many businesses get to make it that long and have an unlimited ceiling on their future? There's no reason to think Georgia Floors Direct won't be here in another 50 years. We'll still be using flooring. And I think, much to Dick McAdams' credit, they're still the place to go for flooring, because they haven't tampered with the idea that made them great to begin with. They built a big warehouse on the bypass when it was the bypass. The town and the river region has grown around it, so they're in a perfect location for people who want wholesale pricing on popular styles of flooring and people who are true artisans to do the installation, all under one roof, all under one name. So there's no 800 numbers to call if there's a complaint or something. And Jeff Mallinson there, too. He's the helicopter carpet guy. He hovers over everything just to make sure everyone's happy. They could not have asked for a better guy to come along halfway through those 50 years and help them navigate their success. It's great business. 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home, a flooring destination since 1969. Let's grab this call from Janet. Hello, Janet.
Hello, Greg. How are you doing? Sounds like you had a great weekend.
Oh, it was.
I missed y'all yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, I listened to the reenactment of the Kennedy. That was nice.
Oh, is that what we played yesterday? That's right.
Yeah. But I was missing y'all. No, I just wanted to let you know that Lewy body dementia is why Robin Williams killed himself. That's what he did.
Same thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing, and it's pretty devastating. So. Anyways, and I appreciate you reading my message about accidents and wrecks.
Yes.
And I'm gonna let you go, and maybe you can talk about that today, because honestly, you know, we cure everything. I mean, we try to cure, you know, cancer and all this stuff, but we could cure most of those wrecks by just applying, you know, things that we already have. And it's just really upsetting, you know, to hear that someone like the Bramble was just driving along, minding their business, and then they get hit. And obviously, this teenager, being 16, you know, he made a mistake. But he was driving too fast, and he was probably distracted. And those are two of the reasons, and then alcohol is the third. So I just think that we need to sort of get together and start some kind of campaign, because we got Cricket and Ticket, okay?
Yeah.
And everybody said 30 years ago, oh, people will never wear their seatbelts. Well, guess what? Yes, they do. And here it is in Preble that, and please correct me, somebody out there, if this is not true, but I talked to a state trooper one morning early in Walgreens, and I asked him, I said, sir, can I ask you a question? He said, yes. And I said, you know, what can we do about texting and driving? Because every day I almost get hit or something by... He goes, well, actually, he goes, there's nothing we can really do. He said, a person has to be texting and committing another traffic offense for us to stop them.
That's crazy.
I said, you're kidding. So you can give me a ticket for not having my seatbelt on, which might kill me.
Well,
but
Janet,
you can give somebody a...
I have your note up, and I'm going to go over it. But here's some things to keep in mind. It wasn't that long ago that the legal blood alcohol limit was 0.18. 0.18.
Yeah.
We still live in a state that refuses to allow medically qualified doctors to prescribe marijuana for people for whom that's the only thing that will help them with their pain.
They're thinking about it, though. At least they're starting to think about it, right?
This state needs to start thinking about it and just get off their ass and get it through. It's ridiculous.
And we as citizens, I think we're just going to have to, for everything in government now, we're just going to have to find ways that we can make things happen.
You know what? Because maybe I'll run for a seat and I'll spend my last years jumping up and down on a table in that place and making a scene.
I would support you 1,000%, okay? And maybe I will, too. I'll be jumping on the table, but I'll be doing something else.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Joey. Talk to y'all guys later. Bye.
You encourage me, Joey?
Oh, of course. How could I not?
Here's Billy.
What's going on, fellas?
How are you?
I'm good. Hope y'all enjoyed your weekend and Memorial Day and everything. And it was just terrible with the news with Rod and his wife, Paula. And our prayers go out to the family and the kids.
Horrible.
But talking about the circumstances leading up to the accident, you know darn well if someone's going to go out and drop a grand on an iPhone, and then you're going to finance a $35,000 vehicle, don't you think the technology would be integrated that when that vehicle cranks up, that you could shut that phone down or vice versa?
There are some that, they won't let the phone operate. If the car is in motion, it seems like the auto manufacturers are trying to do more about distracted driving than lawmakers are. But it's become...
you're right, they are.
I think Troy King told us once, didn't he, when he was in the studio, that distracted driving's become a bigger threat than drunk driving?
Yeah.
I was coming down 231 about 3 years ago, and right there where Cassinopoli is, there's a place where headstones are being sold. I had a gentleman about run me off the road. I was in the right-hand lane heading into Montgomery.
It's so funny. And, pulling out of the parking lot of the old Cassinopoli is the one place I almost got killed here.
Yeah. Well,
a jerk off coming up that hill at like 90 miles an hour.
Well, I witnessed a young lady get killed right there. The man was texting, clearly went across the lane to hit a woman head on and killed her right there. And he was texting and driving. And when I left the scene of that accident, that state trooper had his cell phone in his possession. So vehicular homicide was definitely in that man's future. But the technology is out there. If people are willing to drop $1,000 for a cell phone, then the technology should be integrated in these phones and linked to these vehicles. Well, you can link your phone to your car.
Mm-hmm.
That phone should automatically shut down when that car is put in drive.
Right.
It should automatically, the technology's there. But the auto manufacturers just don't want to do it. And the cell phone companies don't want to do it. Because and I just don't understand why, for the life of me, there's something so important that you're going to look down and take your eye off the road when you're doing 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Do you realize how many feet you cover when you're going that fast?
Apparently, by the way, Janet's note, and we'll get back to this. Billy, I got to run. Thanks for the call. We're going to go back to that in a bit because in Boston, they have actually taken action to address this, and it begins with teaching. Let's grab Doug's call. I keep putting off the break, and it's 3:30 already.
Ah!
But I'm glad to be getting calls. Doug, how are you?
I'm great. Something I've been meaning now that y'all are on this subject. I'm on a seventh generation Samsung, and I had my son, who is a millennial, show me how to pick up my phone, punch one button, and then focus 100% on the road, and then I tell my phone, text Brian Hall, hey, son, I love you, have a great day, and be safe.
Yeah.
But we can't put all them stupid-ass emojis on there. You can't tell your phone to send a happy face. I think that's what the millennials and whatever that generation is under Joey, I want it now, but I don't know. But anyway, I'm glad the topic is up, and I'm glad it's getting a lot of attention.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for the call.
Enjoy.
I bought my Rogue, and it's got a great system. I don't have to take my eyes off anything. I hit the button, and I get Siri. And if she was sitting in the passenger seat of the car, that's distraction, too. But, I don't do it when I'm in the middle of navigating a turn or anything like that, and I... if a call comes in, it displays on the screen. And if it's somebody I need to talk to, I talk. But I don't spend a lot. I talk here for 6 hours a day, so I don't look to get into long, you know, Bubba Meissing phone calls. Anyway, this is all worth discussing, and it's not going to bring them back, but if the Bramlett situation wakes people up, if this is in fact a distracted driving tragedy, maybe, just maybe, we can start looking at some of the things that have worked in other states and do them here. And that, you know, 16. How many of you listening, think back to when you were 16. How many of you did something you know damn well you were lucky you or nobody else got hurt? Close calls. Stuff that, you know, wow, I just got away with one. That kid, through his immaturity, poor decision-making, lack of driving skill, whatever, a combination of all these things, that is going to haunt him for the rest of his life. He will not have a normal life unless he has no conscience. And it wouldn't matter if it was the Bramblets or any other couple, not to diminish, you know, that they are treasured in the War Eagle Nation, not in any way, shape, or form. But how many of us could have been him at some point in our life? Because he made a bad choice. I have a little empathy there. I think he'll probably face some serious consequences. Consequences is how you change people who are headed in a bad direction. Sometimes it takes a lot. So, given that, I posted a cartoon that our friend Morris Drinnenberg sent with the team mascot sitting on a bench together with their arm around each other. You know, you could tell they're having a sad moment. And that got a lot of views and shares yesterday. So, and that was that encapsulated the feelings yesterday pretty well. So now if I do everything I promised to do before we got to this break, we should have the show over about halfway through the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Fantastic.
Got a lot going on. Hey, some of you probably just paid your taxes. If you're a renter, whether you're a millennial or a little older, if you're renting, you should talk to your accountant about the difference a first mortgage interest deduction would have made on your taxes. Because with the federal tax law change, it's still a valid deduction. Many of the old ones aren't because they've lowered the brackets. That's worked out well for most people, no matter what the media tries to tell you. Oh, refunds are down. Really? People are also taking home more money, too. But whatever works for the greater good, you know. Don't write yourself out of the mortgage picture until you've talked to Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank. He is, in my opinion, the best at what he does. And it's not just a, you know, working wisdom of the field of mortgages. It's the kind of guy Morris is. He lives to do this. He lives to do this. He lives to go to closing and hand people the keys to a new home. And you should call him at 409-9300, because if you don't have a lot of money to put down, he and Renaissance Bank have programs that you may qualify for that will get you per month, probably for less than what you're paying to rent, a place you can call your own and a deduction that will pay back at tax time next year. And the sooner you get him started, the sooner you'll be enjoying that closing and a place that you can put your stamp on. That's Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank and Equal Housing Lender, 409-9300. Their NMLS number is 402-669. All right, down to traffic news. Rich's forecast, going to be hot for a little while longer, and then we're back.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of our 3 o'clock hour, and we've got some busy traffic on the boulevard. Just be careful around the intersections. We're seeing a lot of congestion around the Atlanta Highway, around the Troy Highway, and down around I-65 near the truck stop. If you're on the interstate system, I-65 is moving along pretty well. We don't see any hang-ups for you there, and there are no delays actually on I-85, but we do have an accident at Chantilly Parkway on the on-ramp to I-85 North, so watch it there. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill and GM PNC, then eat at Poblano's or King Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Patients and parents urged a legislative committee to approve a medical marijuana bill that stalled in the House of Representatives. The House Health Committee on Tuesday held a public hearing on the Senate-passed bill that would allow patients with certain medical conditions to buy medical marijuana with a doctor's approval. Opponents urged the state to move slowly and said they feared it could lead to recreational use. The committee is expected to vote Wednesday. Activists from the Alabama Poor People's Campaign have given state lawmakers a list of demands they call real pro-life. About 50 protesters gathered in front of the state house today calling for legislation to expand Medicaid, raise the minimum wage, and reform the prison system. The demonstration was in response to the restrictive abortion bill the governor signed this month that would effectively ban abortion in Alabama. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Sorry to say the intense heat is not quite done with us yet. For tonight, mostly clear, warm, overnight low 71. We're still dry. Tomorrow, still dry, with a high temperature up to about 96. That would tie yet another record with sunshine. Mid-90s again on Thursday. There could be an isolated late day or evening shower somewhere in the area. And then I think scattered storms will be here and there during the heat of the day on Friday and Saturday, with high temperatures backing off a little bit into the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here at the Montgomery Marina, sitting on this beautiful Alabama River. Speaking of the river, you can get down here and enjoy it, because you can rent you a pontoon boat and bring your family, your crew, all your buddies, whoever you feel comfortable with for a little while, and ride up and down this beautiful river. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license. We're going to feed you some good food. We'll send you on a little picnic down to the sandbar. We'll cook you up some good old fresh amberjack, red snapper, grouper. They're getting all kind of fish out of the Gulf right now. We'll also grill you up a good old hamburger or a good old ribeye steak. We're going to have fun on Sunday afternoon here. I'm going to tell you again, this week Anthony Gomes is in town. First time Anthony's been to the Oyster Bar, so we're excited. We're going to rock the house, I know. Y'all get on down here and check it out. So we'll get a lot going on the river. Rent you a boat, soon to be open an RV park, good food, and a good time. Y'all get down here soon and come hungry, we're looking for you.
Capital Oyster Bar, located at 617 Shady Street in Montgomery, or call 239-8958.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Wow, Memorial Day's over. Short work week, which is tough for me because it's already Tuesday. Before I know it, it'll be Thursday afternoon and I'll get together with my misfit group of divorcees and unhappily marrieds for a Thursday night early kickoff to the weekend. We'll discuss all the things we'd like to do this summer and one of us will say, let's really do it, not just say it. And we'll all agree. Then we'll all get busy doing other guys. I mean, things.
What?
That's the hangover talking.
And that was another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Sounds like she had a playful weekend.
That sounds accurate to me, actually. The older I get and the more women I meet, sounds accurate.
Good. I'm glad that, it reminds me. I just wish I could find the local musician who could redo that Bobby Goldsboro song and we could call it Watching
Joey
Grow.
I'll do it.
Can I write the lyrics?
Sure.
You can play the guitar,
The original song, yes. The original song is Watching Scotty Grow?
Yeah, you've heard it, I think.
Maybe. I'll have to look that up.
It's a classic. Sort of. We've been talking about distracted driving, and I got a note from a listener named Janet last night through Facebook that really kind of hits you between the eyes. And she makes some really valid points here. You know, for years, you don't hear it now, because actually I think the number of deaths on holiday weekends has declined, but it was for years there, every year, the toll got higher on long holiday weekends. Sometimes 500, 600, just crazy. The three main causes of these senseless deaths are attributed to speeding, alcohol, and distracted driving, and I think distracted driving is the growing menace in that group. There are reasons why Massachusetts is so strict on young drivers. They can't drive alone until they're 18. They have to take many hours of education, including driving with an instructor. It's because that works to better the young driver and educate. Now, we had, I thought, a really good driver's education program in the Chicago Public Schools. And it included a lot of classroom time and a lot of road time in one of those vehicles where Coach McGee could grab the wheel and hit the brake if he thought you might be making a mistake. If we added an alcohol sensor, which is economical, it would stop many drivers from drunk driving. Not all, but a start. If police gave stiff fines for texting, distracted drivers would stop. Not all of them, because there are some people that just don't think the law applies to them, like Democrats, for example, in Congress. Adam Schiffhead comes to mind. I was talking to a policeman at Prattville about texting and what could I do or what could be done. He actually said, ma'am, a driver cannot be stopped for texting unless they are committing another offense. I said, can you give me a ticket for not wearing my seatbelt? Yes, which only endangers me, but you can't ticket a driver who endangers others. And he affirmed that. Unbelievable. There are so many tools available. I believe it's time to stop calling wrecks accidents. Well, I've said that before. Is there ever really an accident? Somebody was driving too close. Somebody had their head up their ass, did not see the light change. These are the scenarios that we talk about when we mention Gulf States Mobility. Because those situations can change your life or end it in an instant. And we kind of tend to forget that. So, and then if we all think real hard about it, I know it's true in my case. Stupid decisions. Even that come with a real price. You can't stop all of that, even with tough laws. I think I mentioned when Janet called that the legal blood alcohol level in Florida around the time I got there was 0.12. Then they lowered it to 0.10 and then 0.08. Has it stopped drunk driving down there? Not at all. Most people don't understand that one beer, one 6-ounce or 8-ounce glass of wine, or one shot of alcohol per hour, two per hour, puts you just at the legal limit. And then every hour that passes, your body can putrefy 1 ounce of alcohol. So you can't have two drinks an hour, because then you'll put yourself over the limit. The worst decision you can make is, I think I can get home. It just doesn't work out well. Take it for one who has done it and gone through. I look back on it, and yes, it absolutely did. Taking buses in South Florida will make you really think twice about being stupid. It's funny, one of the people that used to really ride my butt about drinking and stuff like that got put, and it was all over the news when it happened to me. It's a horrible thing, because I had a nice reputation until that first time, and only I could do it the way I did it. I was not driving. What happened was, I had been out to lunch with a date, and I had a lot of wine out of a carafe. And I don't know if it was the food or the wine or the combination, but I got sick to my stomach because I was driving down Federal Highway, and I pulled off the road. Unfortunately, it was a car lot driveway, and there was about 6 inches of my bumper sticking in the Federal Highway. And I shut the engine off. I got sick outside the car, and I just went back in to sit. And then the next thing I know, I'm on my way to jail because the keys were in the ignition, even though the engine wasn't running. I can't make an excuse. And but here's the, you know, so they towed the car. You got to go get that. You got to wait in the jail. And I had to call my show, get one phone call. I said, I better let them know where I'm at. On a day where I had a guy named Judge Stephen Shutter as my guest. Judge Shutter did a lot of small claims type stuff, and he was the TV judge before there was a TV judge, so he would come on and resolve family disputes and stuff like that. He was a great guy, fun guest. And he was in the studio when I finally was able to make my call, and I said, is there anything you can do? And he probably said, you know, no. So 5 minutes to 12, I'm finally getting back to the place I was staying. I was going through the divorce and the crazy second wife. And, you know, being an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, which is what active alcoholics are, I said, I wonder if anybody found out about this. So I turned on Channel 10, Eyewitness News. And there's Ann Bishop. Our top story, Miami radio personality, and there's my billboard. The billboard I always wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. I am somebody. Look at me. And that's the first thing they used as a visual to tell the story. Oh, my God. I'll never forget that. It was just awful. And even then, very expensive. And I guess at that time, it was really before the courts started cracking down with sentencing. So, Janet, your letter is well spoken, but we gotta, if we can't get a legislature to sign off on a lottery, and stuff that other states did 20 years ago. Can't get them to acknowledge that the doctors will tell you that for many patients, the only thing that will help them with pain or discomfort is you know, medically prescribed marijuana. Getting them to get off their butts and say, hey, we need to address this distracted driving issue before more people are killed. And I wouldn't have a lot of confidence in that. I love Alabama because I love the people here. But, and some of the better legislators we had, like David Grimes and Brubaker, are not, I don't even know who's in the legislature. But I would love to run and raise some hell.
Sure. I'd love to see that.
Well, they say you can have a, I mean, most of these guys do have other jobs, right? They just meet, what, every 2 years? That's enough time for me to organize and put on a circus. Not for my benefit. When I thought about, remember when I asked Jeff Sessions about running for Congress? My idea was to have the first completely interactive seat. In other words, there's going to be daily communication between the constituents and what's going on. And I'm going to tell them the truth about the people you see, the people that are trying, that want you to do this or that, want you to vote a certain way, and really make it a people's seat.
Do you have life insurance?
Yeah, not much. They tend
just
not,
asking, you know.
Why?
You should have a rock solid life insurance policy, gold plated. If you're going to start sharing all the dirty details, all those dirty deeds,
oh,
I would have some good insurance, at least for your, you know, your wife's sake.
You know, I wouldn't want to end up in the Clinton Cemetery now, would I?
Right, right.
You know, and I guess given what we discussed for the better part of this hour, now would be a good time to pay tribute to the people who step into situations where somebody's been, had their life turned inside out by a wreck, whatever the circumstances, and they face a period of long rehabilitation. Gulf States Mobility. This is what James Garrett and Tommy Johnson do with folks. They get out of the hospital and they're coming back to a home that may or may not be accessible. They fix and address that. Chairlifts for stairs for a second floor, assuming that the client wants to continue their recovery in a familiar environment. Most do. Most do not want people's sympathy or pity cards. They want to do as much for themselves as they can. So they are guided by that human spirit of restoration of choice, because that's what they want. They want to be able to do as much for themselves as they can and not having to be dependent, which is a horrible drain. If recovering from these situations is driven by inspiration and good old-fashioned ingenuity, Gulf States Mobility is the perfect partner to establish that. In the last few years, they've made great advances. Voice command technology cars they sell there with long-term loan arrangements. They've done tons of work at the VA because no two situations are alike, so each one requires a very customized approach. Pretty amazing folks, James Garrett and Tommy Johnson. If you can go where you want to go, when you want to go, without limitation, do me a favor, visit Gulf States Mobility on Facebook and like them in appreciation for the gift of mobility and freedom while others are fighting the good fight to do as much for themselves as they can. 355, by the way, they're 514-6590 is their number, and they're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. We'll check traffic. We've got Fox News coming up, and then the exciting 4 to 5 hour, we hope.
Montgomery Skywatch checking your traffic out this afternoon, and things are moving along pretty smoothly. We've got large crowds of cars on the boulevard, but everyone's behaving themselves and making their way around just fine. We don't have any problems on the interstates. I-65's up to a speed limit ride. There are no delays on I-85 except for the accident at the entrance ramp at Chantilly Parkway, and that's not slowing the interstate down at all. Traffic on the 31s is moving along just fine. The biggest hang-up we see is on Taylor Road, and that is between Atlanta Highway and about Vaughan Road. It's real crowded crowded there, so watch the traffic around you. 59 more vehicles just arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They're overstocked, so these cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars have to go. You're going to save money at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Here's your stay cool tip of the day.
To beat the heat this summer, remove all your clothing and relax in a darkened, air-conditioned room. Just be sure it's not the matinee showing of the new Winnie the Pooh movie.
Join us again for another Stay Cool Tip of the Day.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of 4 select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below